What we're doing is this local event here is part of 1 Billion Rising, and it's through the V-Day work that has been going on for over 15 years. And each year on Valentine's Day, this group gets together and tries to find ways to bring attention to the issue of violence in our world, particularly, you know, violence against women. And they organize all sorts of different events to help draw attention to this issue and make it visible. So I thought, and Rand thought, that we should have something going on here locally in Paonia for people to join up and support. So basically, it's, you know, we're all going to get together, and it's an act of solidarity, you know, saying we understand that this issue is here, we're standing up against it, and it's time to change and find some kind of solution.
I understand people are trying to draw attention to this issue of violence because, for one reason, there's a reauthorization bill in the U.S. Congress that the Republicans have been apparently holding up. And the Violence Against Women Act was first authorized in 1994. It's been reauthorized several times, and here we are in 2013, and they're having trouble reauthorizing it.
It was Joe Biden that actually
wrote it in the first place. Yeah. I guess I'm asking you, why should we do this? Amber answered a bit of it. It's everybody together. They're trying to get a billion people to stand up and say, I don't like violence against women. But why? How will it help me to go to Polis Park at 4 o'clock on Valentine's Day afternoon? What will it do for me, Rand?
It'll validate you. It'll validate your good heart. You know, you're going to know that you're together with a billion other women at the same time who may not be there, but you're together with them in spirit, and you're saying a message to the world that it is not okay to be violent towards women. And that's what is the first thing that happens in war, and we're in perpetual war right now. Violence against women becomes okay. It's to say you're showing up means you're standing up for an end to the thinking that it is all right.
Do you have some statistics about violence against women?
Yeah, I do. According to the statistics found on 1billionrising.org, 1 in 3 women will be raped in her lifetime. And just that statistic right there should make you go, whoa, I need to do something about this, because it is an issue that is affecting women all across the world, you know, regardless of where you are. And, you know, sure, we have it, you know, a lot better than some countries here in America. I feel it's my duty as a woman to recognize that, and to recognize that there are other women in places who have it far worse. You know, I feel like it's my job to stand up with these women and say, I hear you, I see the problem, and we need to do something about it. I mean, we don't talk about it. You know, it happens so frequently, and nobody ever talks about it. And I think that is just,
right,
it's just horrible. You know, like, it's happened to me several times in my life. And organizing this event, you know, I'm like thinking today, and it's kind of bringing that past stuff up. And I'm like, you know, it's time to not be silent anymore. You know, it's time to say this is not okay and we need to do something about it. You know, we're not hoping for it to be some kind of big pity party. You know, we're hoping for it to be fun, you know, and exciting and dancing. You know, I found this quote. It says, you know, because I was like, why are they going to be dancing at this? You know, like, that sounds joyous. Like, we're talking about ending rape against women. That's not a happy thing. You know, and this clip says, when 1 billion bodies rise and dance on February 14th, 2013, we will join in solidarity, purpose, and energy, and shake the world into a new consciousness. Dancing insists we take up space. It has no set direction, but we go there together. It's dangerous, joyous, sexual, holy, and disruptive. It breaks the rules. It can happen anywhere, at any time, with anyone and everyone. It's free, and no corporation can control it. It joins us and pushes us to go further. It's contagious and it spreads quickly. It's of the body and it's transcendent. You know, so the whole purpose is to call attention to this issue and break into a new consciousness with the larger world.
Rand, why is this an issue that you want to work on?
Because it relates to my overall value that I'm against violence. If I have any message to leave to this world, it's to end our violence. Humans' violence against nature and violence against women is just a part of that.
What else can be done? Are we just talking about raising people's consciousness, or?
I think that's a big part of it, you know, but it's about continuing the conversation, you know, and have it be an ongoing conversation. Well, when we have people like Todd Akin for politicians that are spouting off, you know, in large scale media that rape is avoidable and that pregnancy is avoidable if you just, you know, believe it strong enough. I mean, that's just, it just totally goes against everything, all the progress that we have made in women's rights, you know, that kind of rhetoric, you know, it's not serving us. And I think it's so important, especially for, you know, women of my generation, you know, like our ancestors fought so hard to get us to where we are now. And I think it's so important for us to continue that fight and to continue the conversation and make sure that we're still aware and we're still paying attention and it's still not okay. What I'd like to see happen at this event is for women and men to write down their stories, the experiences that have haunted them for years, to write them down, and then, you know, we can burn them, not
Ooh,
at the park,
yes.
But, you know, let's
maybe
burn them somewhere, you know, and free it and get it, let it go, let that energy go and not have that haunting you anymore. Because once you free yourself, you're in a position where you can help others. You know, I'd like women participants at the event to also bring a candle, you know, and once it gets dark, we can light that candle and honor the women that you know in your life that have been through these tough experiences, or maybe you're honoring yourself for getting through them and getting to the place you are in your life now, you know, and just for it to be an event where we support each other, because I think that's the other part of sharing your story, is you have to be in a group and surrounded by people who you know are going to love and support you even after they hear your story. Mm. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping this event will do. You know, give women a chance to share and relate, and men. I'd like to see all different ages there, you know, even children. I think if we're going to really make changes, let's educate our children. Let's let them know that this culture of violence is not acceptable. And, you know, if it's going to change, that's the generation that's going to change it.